When Edgar Prado was a young jockey, he was cautioned to never care too much about a horse. You can love them, of course, but horse racing is a tough and competitive business in which riders often switch mounts and race against friends. And then Edgar Prado rode Barbaro, the teammate of a lifetime, as he calls him, and together they won the Kentucky Derby by a margin that left fans gasping.
And here comes Barbaro. The undefeated Barbaro comes up on the outside, and he takes the lead as the field turns for home in the Kentucky Derby, and it is all Barbaro in a sublime performance. He runs away from them all, and he has saved something left for the Preakness. Barbaro wins by 7.
Prado was on Barbaro 2 weeks later in the Preakness, but that great athlete broke down in the first few steps of the race. And in that moment, and in the months of ultimately unsuccessful recovery that followed, Edgar Prado says that commandment not to care too much for a horse shattered into tiny pieces. Mr. Prado, who's one of the world's leading jockeys with almost 6,000 career wins, has written a book with sports writer John Eisenberg, My Guy Barbaro, Jockey's Journey Through Love, Triumph, and Heartbreak with America's Favorite Horse. Mr. Prado joins us from the studios of WLRN in Miami, Florida. Mr. Prado, thanks very much for being with us.
It's very nice to be here.
Well, and of course, we want to specify the obvious. This is being pre-recorded earlier in the week, before you're riding Adriano in Saturday's Kentucky Derby.
Yes, I'm looking forward, you know.
Something about you first. You grew up in Peru, and sometimes, I love this story, joined your father sleeping in the stables with sick horses.
Yes, we did, you know. My father is a very loving, caring person. He loved animals. Mm-hmm. He loved horses. And one of the horses got real sick. He wanted to be sure everything goes okay, you know. And I was right next to him, feeding the horse, take care of him. Yes, I tried to give him comfort and try to be sure everything goes nice and smooth.
Barbaro came into your life just as your mother was preparing to leave your life.
Yes. My mother was everything for me, and she was very strong. She always demanded we had to be decent, clean, and honest. She was here for a little while, then went back to Peru, and they denied the visa to come back to this country again. I was trying to do everything I can to bring my mother, mm-hmm. because we just found out that she had a cancer. And I was very devastated because I wanted to bring my mother to have a good chance to fight the cancer. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find a good horse for the Derby at the same time. I knew at the time that Barbaro was very special, you know. I tried to spend time with Barbaro, but at the same time I was trying to see my mother too. So it was a very hard situation at the moment.
What was it like to race Barbaro?
Barbaro was very special, you know. What it is that he was enjoying it every single minute that he was put to the test. He really loved to run. And I think he loved the welcome after the race, you know. I can see his ears looking around, his eyes getting real bright. He was a very smart horse, you know. He was very proud of the job that he accomplished.
I'm afraid I have to bring you back to that fateful day at the Preakness. The way you describe it in the book, you had to stop him from running.
Yes.
He would have kept on
going. I felt something right away, and I don't care about the race. I don't care about anything. Mm-hmm. I pull him up, and pray and hope that the doctors trying to save him and give it another chance.
Mr. Prado, in this book, you and John Eisenberg describe a moment in Barbaro's stall that afternoon.
Yes, I went to the stall and I hold him, and he let me put his head on my shoulder. I can feel that he was in pain, and it was our time together, just me and him.
Were you communicating in that moment, or when you'd see him over the next few months in the hospital or in the stable?
Yeah, believe me, he let me know exactly. He was a horse with a lot of personality. I take a drive from New York, 3 o'clock in the morning, and go to see him because it takes about 3.5 hours to go to the hospital. He let me know that when he wanted to see people and when not.
Now, for the life of a big-time jockey, you constantly have to be on airplanes. You're flying all over the world, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I spend more time in the air than I spend on the ground.
But you kept coming back to this town in Pennsylvania to see Barbaro.
Yes, I went to see her 6 times. My wife, she was a big part of that too. My wife, my kids, everybody in the family really loving.
As I don't have to tell you, Mr. Prado, Roy and Gretchen Jackson, who own Barbaro, were criticized by some people for going through those extraordinary measures for so many months, multiple surgeries. to try and keep Barbaro going. What do you think of those arguments?
I think that they're giving their best to try to help him. Believe me, I've been going to see Barbaro. He was sometimes uncomfortable, but he never was really in pain, and he was doing his best every single day. I mean, it was a great patient, like a human, just trying to overcome something that was against the odds.
You think that a great deal was learned and a great deal was accomplished by the effort to keep Barbaro alive all those months?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, something good has to come out after something bad.
Can you tell us about Nicanor?
Yeah, Nicanor is actually his name after my uncle.
This is Barbaro's...
full brother.
Yeah. So you're going to ride Nicanor when the time comes for him to start racing?
I would love to ride him. Hopefully he continues to do what Barbaro started. You know, that will be make a lot of people happy.
Mr. Prado, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Edgar Prado, his new book is My Guy Barbaro, A Jockey's Journey Through Love, Triumph, and Heartbreak with America's Favorite Horse. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.